disappointed, but not by our conversation. We have this interesting soda tax business. A year ago, Seattle decided to tax itself on soda, the sweetened kind, not the diet kind, 1.75 cents per fluid ounce. And part of the process when we decided to do this was that we were going to pay or hire the University of Washington to do a report and let us know what its effect on is. There are two possible outcomes, both positive. One is that it would decrease the consumption of harmful, you know, sodas that are not doing our obesity levels any good.
Unhealthy beverages.
That's exactly. That's, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is, if we continue to drink unhealthy beverages, at least we'd be raising money for things like early education and the like. Well, we're now 9 months into this experiment, and we're making hand over fist the money that's coming in, a lot more than they expected, at least. And the latest result of this report, again, 9 months in, answers the question, who is going to get stuck with the bill? So for right now, what the bill goes to the distributors of the Coke, of the sodas.
So that's the people that put it in the store. Like that's...
Yes, yes, it's the people that deliver it to the store. Then the question is, will the store owner pass it on, or will the store owner eat it? And then if he doesn't eat it or she doesn't eat it, will it be passed on to the consumers?
Can you use a different phrase, a different verb, because they're not eating the beverages.
Okay. They'll slurp it.
Yes. Will the store owner drink the tax?
There you go.
Or will they pass it along to the consumer and make them swallow it?
And it turns out, according to the headline of the Seattle Times on this report, nearly 100% of Seattle soda tax being passed on to the consumers. So there was some question about whether distributors would, you know, drink it. Whether the stores would drink it or if it's all going to be the consumers being forced to drink. And since we are the last line of defense, we either pay it or don't. It turns out we're willing to pay more for it. What's really interesting
necessarily. That doesn't mean that we're – because what's missing from this report is the question of is more soda being consumed. Because if
– Yes.
It's important to know that the entire cost is being passed on to the consumer.
Yes.
So if the rationale was by making it more expensive, we're going to curb usage.
Yeah.
We now should have an environment to be able to see that.
Yes.
Soda consumption should now reflect whether or not raising the price of it by 1.75 cents per fluid ounce is going to actually temper or reduce consumption.
And we don't know if it's reducing it, but my hunch is it's not reducing it as much as they thought, because we wouldn't be making more money than we thought if it had been reducing it to the degree to which, you know, the expectations were set.
They met, was it $10 million? 9 months in, and that was their projection for the entire year.
Yeah, we're now at $17 million. We've made $17 million. And get this, they said that it was an uncertain stream of tax money for the city. They now are backing off that and saying, it doesn't seem quite as uncertain anymore. It seems like we've got a constant and steady stream. So maybe this is not going to be that great for our health, but it will be great for the city coffers. If the idea is what the money is going for, say early education, those kinds of things, are the things that we want.
Here's something.
Did we pass it primarily because we wanted to cut down on obesity rates and help people get healthier, or is it really just a sneaky way to get more money out of us?
Now, that's that second part of what we do with the money, because this has already come up. And Mayor Jenny Durkin had made moves toward, well, we could use this for... And I'm not sure if it was continuing education, but there was a question about whether or not what some of that was going to be used for actually fell under the criteria for what they
exactly
agreed
right.
to it.
Yes, that's a story that came up a few months ago about, now that we've made more money than this, should all that money be poured into making us healthier, you know, or should it be allowed to go into a more, if not a general fund, a more targeted area that has nothing to do necessarily with the health of the city.
It should not go into general funding. It should be kept to service the people who are consuming the beverages.
Yes.
And if the goal is to get people to reduce the consumption and taxing it doesn't reduce the consumption, then either for healthcare treatment or for education or for things, because otherwise we just have a tax on – we know that people who drink sodas – skew statistically toward poorer communities.
Lower income, yes.
And if you're then taking this money from an unexpected boon in the tax, you're essentially taxing the poor more than we would, which
unless,
I think most of us should consider pretty unconscionable.
Unless you use that to help the very people that
Correct.
Are getting dinged.
You can't take it out of that community.
Yeah, fair enough.
You can't take it. It has to continue to
but
service
we're getting
people
away
in
from
that
some of the more interesting aspects of this latest report, which is, so how do these stores operate? Well, first off, stores now, they tax certain items harder than other items, even though they're all taxable. For instance, if there's sugar in juices, which there usually, you know, is, those are not getting taxed nearly at the same rate of as the sodas are. And coffee drinks that are that have, you know, a sugar in them, they also are not getting taxed nearly to the level that sodas are. They're hitting the soda market. Secondly, smaller stores are taxing you way more than the supermarkets are. That you there are the average small store is taxing us 104% of what the required soda tax is. In other words, they are passing on. They're actually profiting a bit from the added on tax.
I don't know
if
I made go
that
so
calculation.
Far as to profiting. Well, I don't know if I go so far as they're asking you to cover the full weight of the soda tax.
More, but they're actually charging you more than the soda tax forces them to do. In other words, let's say that I'm going to sell this bottle for a dollar, and then I have to add 5 cents because of the soda tax. They may sell it for
$1.06 or $1.07.
And the idea is that they are not only matching it, they're actually profiting from it. Now, you could justify that saying, but we're selling the prune juice over here or the orange juice or whatever, less than that, and so maybe it all balances out. The idea here is that they now have carte blanche to kind of start taxing us whether it needs to be taxed or not, if they want to. For instance, diet sodas, they were added in and then taken out because they thought, oh, it's you know, social inequity is being enforced upon us because richer people drink diet sodas, poorer people drink the non-diet sodas, so we should tax all sodas the same. And they said, no, that's not really, it's ridiculous. The whole point of this is supposed to be a health reason. So they took out the diet sodas. But now, especially in the smaller stores, they're taxing the diet Coke will be taxed in that particular store as much as the regular Coke will be taxed, just to make it simpler, I suspect.
No,
I don't think people are stopping.
It's because they think that people will look at it and say, like, well, it's a little bit cheaper. And make that decision as opposed to it's, oh, wow, that's a full 20 cents cheaper. I think that they want it to look the same. They know they can get away with it.
That's right. Yeah, and the thing is, and I don't know if that's such a crime. I mean, one of the things about the smaller store is you go in there and the smaller store, you usually don't buy, you know, a bucket load of groceries. You just buy a few things. I don't have a problem with them charging me a little bit more for that convenience. And in part of that convenience is I'm getting taxed. Whereas supermarkets, they tax below that. I think the numbers were something like 84 and 94% of the tax that they could be getting. They still want to keep prices low to encourage more shoppers. And I assume the difference is in volume.
I would say this.
That if you have a supermarket that sells 1,000 bottles as opposed to somebody who sells 10 bottles a day, then you might as well, you know, keep the price low and assume you'll make it up in volume.
Yes. Also, grocery stores have more groceries to offset the cost increase.
Yes, true enough.
If they can get you in the door to buy it. The first observation I'll have is that I'm not convinced that diet sodas are more healthy for people than regular sodas.
Right, but
the artificial sweeteners, and even though that the science hasn't caught up, that idea, I don't think we fully know what the artificial sweeteners are.
Here.
The second part is, if we get years down the road with this and the soda tax has gone in place and we realize that the soda tax has been passed along to the consumer and all this tax money has been taken and it has been recycled into and used to fund increased education, all increased awareness, it's done exactly what people designed to do and soda consumption has not dropped. What do we do?
Well,
honestly, if everything shows that we've made it more expensive, people still buy it.
See,
and if we educate them and tell them how bad it is for them and they still buy it, do you keep doing that tax even though it's pretty much shown to have no effect?
Well, because I'm a good Democrat, of course, any tax is a good tax, right? That's the knock that John would throw at me. But I would argue that we now can see it as we have no problem with sin taxes. We tax the hell out of alcohol. Why? Well, we figure it's probably good for society, you know, that if you're going to drink alcohol, you're going to have to pay for it. We don't have a problem taxing that. And I would say that we could then just apply this, whether it's going to affect our obesity rates or not. I don't know if taxing alcohol, is done because we want to lower alcoholism rates. No, it's a way to make money off something that society has deemed probably not a social good. So I philosophically don't have a problem with it. Not just because any tax is good because I'm a Democrat.
Nobody gets hopped up on Mr. Pibb, though, and then is unable to speak and has to go to jail. Like, that would be the difference. Like, the social costs of alcohol are much greater.
But the social costs of obesity are up there. And because of that, one could argue that for the social good, we'd be better off. And actually, so we have a number of smokers. Dan Riccione, a longtime editor here for 20, 25 years, he smoked like a chimney. And he tried to give up smoking a number of times. And one of the things he said was, I love the cigarette tax because it's like a reminder to me. It's a slap on my wrist every time I go to buy this because he's always trying to quit smoking. I think now that he's retired from the news business, I think he has given up smoking. But the idea is that he thought that was a good reminder to him that, yeah, okay, now this is how ridiculous my behavior is, that it's a good reminder and he didn't mind it. I would like to think that all of us that are paying, because I drink way too much soda, you know, myself, and I'm sure that I feel like, okay, so it's going to cost me an extra 10 cents.
If
I'll bear the burden.
If none of it helps reduce soda consumption, it's stupid to keep the tax in place.
Oh,
it's just dumb.
Just as a penalty?
The idea of, like, you pay more for that, and then we're going to try to tell you not to drink soda, and you're still not going to drink soda?
Okay,
well, fine, we've tried. We're going to take the tax away. Drink as much soda as you want, because it doesn't matter what we say.
So why do we tax alcohol so much?
Well, it's because...
you don't think they're comparable?
No.
You're rejecting my comparison.
That's okay. Correct. Yes, okay. Completely.
Okay,
I guess
fine.
I can see. If you're going to say, we're going to take all this money we get from the soda tax and dedicate it to treating obesity.
Yeah.
From a medical perspective, I get behind that. But just continuing education.
Okay.
If you try to tell people it's not good for them and they still do it, then you pretty much throw up your hands and say, fine, have at it.
Except for alcohol cigarettes.
Yeah, because alcohol and cigarettes. Alcohol has a very demonstrable... Those aren't not comparable. It's an intoxicant.
But cigarettes, they just... Basically, that's a health issue.
Yeah, but it smells bad. It impacts me because it smells bad.
The olfactory component.
Yeah, that's correct. Social stigma. It made you go outside to do it,
too. Fair enough. Yeah, okay. We had to agree to disagree. But no, I mean, I think philosophically there is a problem with the way we've done this in Seattle. Because I was in favor of the soda tax, obviously, and John was against it. But the idea is if it's not lowering, I was hoping it would lower. I did not see it as a way to raise money. Son of a gun, it's raising money hand over fist. And it's not helping our
obesity. We need to modify H.L. Mencken's phrase. What was it? Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public.
Yeah.
Yeah. No city ever went broke by taxing sodas.